Hey guys, welcome back to Say What Needs Saying. This is Zach and Brandon. Today we're going to be wrapping up season one and touching on every topic that we've touched on thus far. This topic that we're going to talk about now is cultural misunderstandings. Talking with Preeti Upala, Ask an Iranian podcast, Red's Ramblings, and some of our listeners, we've got tons of takes on different examples of cultural misunderstandings, misrepresentations, and misperceptions. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was one of our, at least for me, I was nervous the whole time. From the second we had everyone on and everyone had their perspectives outlaid, I was nervous because I didn't know what was going to be taken the wrong way. Certain things did get taken the wrong way. I was like, oh no, this is it for Say What Needs Saying. Are we canceled? Do we cancel ourselves before they cancel us? Is this episode alone going to become, is going to rear its head in 10 years? We don't know. I'm not prepared for that, Zach. I just started this for fun. I don't know. But it definitely highlighted some of just the minute ways that things could be blown out of proportion. Like, I mean, look at the OK symbol within 2020. The OK symbol means OK. Or in Russia, this means zero. Or in Japan, it's the sign for money. In Latin America, it's an insult symbol. And then for different cops, or let it be different organizations that were pictured with it, that could be a sign of, what was it, white nationalism or the supremacist? We don't know. It took on many faces. Many people wore that hat of the OK symbol, kind of like Pepe the Frog, Winnie the Pooh in China. You know, you never know. You know, maybe a kid wants to be friendly and he likes the 100 Acre Woods and Christopher Robin, and you go to China and jail is on you. There's a jail cell waiting for you. So we don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy how all this stuff ties together in the end. You know, all these topics that we talk about, they're all intertwined and they all rely really heavily on each other, right? It's speech and expression and all of that. It gets distorted across country lines and everything, right? One of the things that we had talked about briefly, Preeti Upala had brought up the swastika as a previously Hindu symbol, right? As a symbol that was used in Hinduism and was then, you know, commandeered by the Nazis. And so this idea of speech gets intertwined with language, which then gets intertwined with culture. And Red had talked a lot about language. Red had talked a lot about language and, you know, speaking different languages from different places, and how there is no Indian or Chinese, you know, language. It's Mandarin or it's Hindi or, you know, et cetera.
Right.
And it's crazy. You don't think on a day-to-day basis, right? You don't really think about these things, and you don't think about how it impacts the world around you and about different people and their perception and their reality. It all really ties together into why a lot of the conflicts surrounding these topics, it really exists, is these cultural differences.
And I think those cultural differences, no matter how American America wants to show itself, I think that's almost like the basis of almost all divisiveness within the country. It's the what we don't understand about each other and what's the quickest thing you can attack. Because whatever you can attack at face value is taken at face value, and they allow that to be the representation of everything. If we took that one step, and that was what we kind of get, that's what kind of we were getting at. If we just took that one step of understanding, maybe it wouldn't be as difficult. Maybe.
We need to get everyone to say what needs saying, regardless of what language they're saying it in.
That's cool. I like that. Hey guys, that was the end of that particular clip for our 2020 season one wrap up. Don't be afraid to check out whatever you saw interesting on all of our streaming platforms.
Tune in tomorrow for the next topic. We'll be going through each topic that we had during season one, and we're excited to let you get a glimpse into what we talked about.